te zic cu foc, tarandida, da, 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 ca să ies și eu la joc, tarandida, zic apela mea pe soare. Hello again, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast, and this is episode 39, where we continue our exploration of Jewish life in the Romanian cities and towns, which have had a large Jewish population. Today we are visiting the Moldavian towns of Bacău and Vaslui. See their location on the Romanian map presented in the notes. You just listened to Teodora Panaite singing Zi așa ca la Vaslui, Tell It Like in Vaslui. A link to the full recording is provided in the episode notes. Bacău is situated in northern Moldavia at the confluence of the Bistrița and Siret rivers. Oral tradition claims that the first synagogue was erected in the late 15th century, but the oldest documentary reference to the existence of a Jewish community is a tombstone from 1703. In 1742, the Moldavian prince Constantin Mavrocordat granted two Jewish merchants from Hotin in Bessarabia the right to settle in the town and accepted them from taxes. Prince Ionita Sandu Sturza, who encouraged the settlement of Jewish merchants, adopted a similar policy in 1823. The number of Jews continued to grow until the First World War. 1,740 in 1838, almost 55% of the total population, 3,800 in 1859, 42% of the population, 6,100 in 1880, 48% of the population, 7,900 in 1899, and 8,209 in 1910, and finally 11,500 in 1915. According to the 1930 census, there were 9,593 Jews, 30% of the population, living in Bacău, of whom the majority declared Yiddish to be their mother tongue. According to community statistics from 1896, the Jews of Bacău were categorized according to their profession as follows: 1,529 craftsmen, 550 merchants, 402 employees in the trading houses, 114 caterers, 94 workers, 55 middlemen, 7 building contractors, 7 doctors, and a lawyer. In 1903, there were 654 Jewish licensed craftsmen, 66% of the total inhabitants of Bacău. Most Jews in Bacău were merchants, craftsmen, or workers in the textile, oil, and forestry industries. The traditional institutions have been established for a long time. The Pinkas of the Burial Society dates from 1771. The Talmud Torah was founded in 1829. The Gemilut Hesed Mutual Aid Society in 1836, and the Jewish Hospital in 1862. The first modern Jewish primary school that taught in Romanian was opened between 1863 and 1865 and managed by the teacher Josef Haim Greenberg. Other schools for boys and girls were established in the late 19th century. The wooden synagogue that has been built in 1794 burned down in 1853. The number of synagogues increased from 14 in 1864 to 21 in 1890, and the first modern temple was established in 1899. During the interwar years, the community also had a kindergarten, two primary schools for boys and girls, a hospital, a home for the elderly, an orphanage, mutual aid associations like Marple Nedniv, Fraterna, Înfrățirea și Providența, 30 synagogues, and a mikva. Pre-Herzlian Zionism existed here from 1881, when several families from Bacău were among the first pioneers to settle in Roșpina and Zicron Iacov in 1882. During the interwar period, young people were grouped in several Zionist associations. Branches of the Union of the Romanian Jews, the Jewish Party, Nebrit, and other cultural and sport organizations were also active in Bacău. Relations between Jews and Christians were relatively satisfactory, although there were moments of tension. an accusation of ritual murder in 1824, persecutions in 1864 when 500 Jewish families were forced out of neighboring rural communities, and acts of violence in 1894 penetrated by a gang instigated by Radu Porumbaru, manager of the Leta paper mill. In 1940, all Jews, approximately 1,000 families, were expelled from the adjacent villages and most crowded into Bakow, where the community offered its support. The number of Jews increased to 10,333 in 1941 and to 13,000 in 1942. Jews were victims of discrimination, and men were sent to Bessarabia and southern Transylvania to provide forced labor. After the war, the Jews from northern Bukovina, which has been occupied by the Soviet Union, settled in Bakow. In 1947, there were 18,000 Jews in Bakow, but with emigration to Israel, just 600 families remained in 1969 and only 173 persons in 2005. We will start the review of Bakow Jewish personalities with the rabbinical leaders. The first known rabbi who retained his position for 55 years was Itzhak Botoshaner between 1803 and 1858. He was followed by his student, Alter Yohannes, author of Divrei Moshe, who held the position until 1873. Two Hasidic rabbis were also of note, Rachmune der Baremdiker and Israel from the dynasty of Israel of Ruzin and Sadagora, who was employed in 1895 and had his own synagogue on Leka Street. The single greatest contribution of Bakow to Jewish history in Romania is without question the Shafran rabbinical dynasty, a family that shaped the religious and spiritual life of Romania for over a century. Rabbi Bezael Zev Shafran was a Romanian rabbi who studied under his grandfather Hanoch Henik Shafran of Pomeran, Galicia, and under Isaac Aaron Itiga of Lemberg, Jacob Weinfeld of Grimailov. From 1905 until his death, he was rabbi of Bakow. He was regarded as the most important halakhic authority in Romania, and virtually every Romanian rabbi addressed problems with him. In his responsa, he discussed topical problems such as mixed dancing at weddings and the heating of food in an electrical oven activated on the Shabbat by a time switcher. In his responsa, he makes wide use of the Jerusalem Talmud, which was generally ignored as a source by other authors of responsa. Shafran left a ramified family, many of whom served in the Romanian rabbinate and were later dispersed throughout the world. They included Hanoch Henik Shafran, rabbi of Bucharest and publisher of books, Dr. Alexander Shafran, chief rabbi of Romania and then rabbi of Geneva, Dr. Joseph Shafran, chief rabbi of Iasi, and Dr. Menachem Shafran, rabbi of Ploiești. Rabbi Alexander Shafran is the most historically consequential figure, a man who stood between the Jewish people in Romania and annihilation during the Holocaust. Born in Bakow, he was elected chief rabbi of Romania in 1940, thereby becoming the only representative of the Jewish community in the Romanian Senate. He repeatedly intervened with Romanian government officials, the church, diplomatic representatives of neutral countries, and other international bodies to alleviate anti-Jewish measures, and in 1942, he was able to bring pressure on the government to resist the Nazi demand that the Romanian Jews be deported. With bravery, he succeeded in persuading and extracting promises from people close to the government that were kept for the most part. In 1941, Shafran and Romanian Union of the Jewish Communities, through intervention of Nicodim Munteanu, the patriarch of the Romanian Orthodox Church, convinced Antonescu to revoke an order forcing Jews to wear the yellow badge. Supporting him was Queen Mother Elena, as well as a number of Romanian public figures. For not cooperating with the communist authorities after the war, he was expelled from the country in December 1947. And in 1948, he became chief rabbi of Geneva, where he remained until his death. Despite his tumultuous life, Safran remained preeminently a scholar, working right up to his death. Asking once if he was preparing another book, he responded with a smile, "I'm always working on a new book." He wrote several books, including a memoir. His best-known writings are on the Kabbalah. He was elected as an honorary member of the Romanian Academy in 1997, and he is buried in Israel beside his wife, Sarah. Now let's take a look at Bacău's artists, intellectuals, and civic leaders. The first bookstore in Bacău was founded in 1860 by Herman Margulier. In 1882, Marcel Margulier introduced a printing press that was also equipped with Hebrew characters, while the photography shops of Max Agelstein and Siegel were making color pictures as early as 1877. In 1890, Eliyahu and Yersel Margulier operated prominent publishing and printing houses, printing local Jewish newspapers, Yiddish songs, and philanthropic statuses. A. Lobel published Prezentul, the Present in Bacău, the first Jewish newspaper edited in Romania with any real continuity from 1876 to 1878, and focused to a large extent on the Jews' struggle for emancipation and on their patriotism during the War of Romanian Independence in 1877. Solomon Marcus was a mathematician and member of the Romanian Academy and Bacău's greatest scientist and one of Romania's most celebrated 20th century intellectuals. Solomon Marcus was born in Bacău in a Jewish family of tailors. His main research was in the field of mathematical analysis, mathematical and computational linguistics, and computer science. He also published numerous papers on various cultural topics, poetics, linguistics, semiotics, philosophy, and history of science and education. Marcus published about 50 books in Romanian, English, French, German, Italian, Spanish, Russian, Greek, Hungarian, Czech, and Serbo-Croatian, and about 400 research articles in specialized journals in almost all European countries in the United States, Canada, South America, Japan, India, and New Zealand. He is cited by more than 1,000 authors, including mathematicians, computer scientists, linguists, literary researchers, semioticians, anthropologists, and philosophers. He is recognized as one of the founders of the disciplines of mathematical linguistics and mathematical poetics. Solomon's brother, Marius Mincu, was a Romanian journalist who graduated from the law faculty of the University of Bucharest in 1935. Mincu is also the author of Progromurile din Bucovina and Dorohoi, published in 1945, one of the first documentary accounts of Romanian penetrated Holocaust crimes. Solomon's eldest brother was the writer Marcel Marcian, who wrote lively stories depicting Jewish market towns in Moldavia. Bacău was a major center of Zionism in Romania. Movements belonging to Zionist political parties operated here. In 1926, Zev Zabotinsky, head of the revisionist Zionist movement, was invited to Bacău to lecture. The Adelstein family had deep Zionist roots. The Adelstein family had a strong connection not only to call Israel Haverim, but also with the land of Israel. The parents of the father, Nathan Adelstein, live in the Moshav Zikron Yaakov, in which most of the settlers came from the Jewish community of Bacău. Professor Moshe Gil from the University of Tel Aviv considered himself a native of Bacău, although he only arrived there with his parents at age of 5 from Bialystok, Poland, where he was born in 1921. His father was invited to Bacău as an expert on the textile industry. The Gittler family was well known in the city. Their house on the 15th of August Street was a center for Jewish and Zionist activities, and Moshe knew Hebrew from his childhood. From the age of 14, the young Moshe was an active member of Hashomer Hatzayit, and at 19, he served as the secretary of the national movement. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison in Romania in 1942 for his underground activities as a leader of Hashomer Hatzayit Zionist Underground. He was released when the war ended and emigrated to Palestine in 1945, becoming a founder member of Kibbutz Refashim in Beit Shir Valley. In 1998, Gil was awarded the Israel Prize for Land of Israel Studies, primarily for his work analyzing some 846 document fragments from the Cairo Geniza, and for his work in documenting the role of Jewish merchants in the development of medieval society. A central Baku communal figure for decades was Meir Eibshitz, a spiritual leader and a great Zionist among Baku Jewry who fought on behalf of Jewish education and tradition and for Aliyah to the land of Israel. Another pillar of the community was Jan Zinger, one of the prominent leaders of the community, owner of a textile factory, who during the war years helped impoverish Jewish families by making warm coats for displaced Jewish children while simultaneously giving identical coats to Romanian workers' children to avoid anti-Semitic objections. Aaron Aronson, an agronomist, was born in Baku in 1876. At the age of 6, he was taken by his parents to Palestine. His father was one of the founders of Zikron Yaakov. Aronson studied in France and on his return to Palestine was employed as an agronomist by Baron Edmond de Rothschild at Metula in 1895. He made extensive explorations in Eretz Israel and neighboring countries and in 1906 discovered specimens of a wild hybrid wheat at the Rosh Pinah, a discovery that made him famous among botanists throughout the world. Wild hybrid wheat discovered by Aronson is thought by many to be related to the emmer wheat that was cultivated first in the Middle East and is the basis of agriculture. His discovery and his articles in European journals gained scientific recognition and fame for Aronson. In 1909, he went to the United States at the invitation of the American Ministry of Agriculture. With the support of American Jews, Aronson founded an agricultural research station in Atlit, where he built a rich library, collected geological and botanical samples, and inspected crops. He employed Arab workers and promoted their employment on Jewish farms. For more on Aaron Aronson, please see our episode 26, Lawrence of Arabia and Aronson of Palestine. In order to portray a more comprehensive image of the Jewish influence in the commercial life, let's mention the names of some of the most important business people in Baku. The Brills were some of the most prominent names in the grain trade. Among the leaders of this trade were owners of large silos such as Shai Kofier, Pinchas Edelstein, Ber Malai, Mordechai Ber, and later the brothers Jacobson, Isaac, Avram, Dicker, and Avram Gutmer Weisbuch, as well as many others. Not by chance, the greatest and most important synagogue in Baku was and continued to be the Grain Merchant Synagogue. Some grain merchants even had printed official postcards with their name and qualifications, for example, Jakob Berkovich. A remarkable figure in this area was Moise Klein, originally from Poland, who in short time became the most important grain merchant of Baku. His son, Bujum Klein, was the owner of the largest silos on the bank of the canal where all the windmills and watermills existed, later called the Fiddleman Watermill. Another important grain merchant was Aaron Schuler, known for his philanthropic activities, among other things the hospital he founded named Mina and Aaron Schuler Hospital, and in 1914 he founded the agricultural society named the First Seed. One of the traits that has strongly influenced the economic development of Baku and all of Moldavia was the iron trade. The largest iron merchant in Moldova was Falvis Klein, whose business is one of the oldest in Bacău and who provided the rails for the railroad. There were other Jews who participated in the iron commerce, such as David Haran, Kahane, and others. Many Jews had grocery stores in Bacău and in the surrounding areas. Let us mention the brother Hishambaim, who provided groceries to many towns throughout Moldavia and the surrounding village of Bacău. The Jewish people were also involved in manufacturing leather goods, for which the brother Leibu and Yosef Bril were renowned for having founded the first factory of this kind. In 1876, Samuel Filderman, initially a show salesman, founded a tannery in the northern part of the city. The production process was very rudimentary, his former employees saying that at the beginning, the owner himself would gather birds' residues and oak barks, using them as tannin. However, this primitive factory evolved in the decades to come into a glorious complex as Filderman Enterprises. Aside from the tannery, Filderman brought from Paul Christen a leather manufacturing factory already in existence since 1892. In 1908, Dr. Perenberger founded in Bacău a leather manufacturing factory where he produced for the first time black and color leather by using a chromium leather tanning process. Filderman's factory, which at the time could only offer regular leather, has also been modernized with machinery and leather specialists brought over from abroad. In 1908, the two businessmen merged, founding the first chromium processed fine leather factory in Romania, as well as systematic tannery in Bacău. During the First World War, Filderman Enterprises were the only factories in the country supplying the army with leather manufacturing goods, producing for the first time boots, harnesses, and fur goods. There were other industrial enterprises initiated by the Jews. In 1870, Moscovici's brick factory was founded. In 1892 and 1919, Berku Gross and Ellensberger set up soap factories and candle factories, respectively. Now, let's switch gears and visit the town of Vaslui. Vaslui is a district capital in Moldavia, in eastern Romania. Several of the tombstones in the Jewish cemetery date from the first half of the 18th century. According to a certificate from 1769, there were many Jews in Vaslui who traded in oil and alcoholic beverages. Most of Vaslui's Jews were initially from Galicia and Bukovina. In the second half of the 19th century, many of the so-called cantonists escaping from Russia settled in Vaslui. Let me explain what cantonists were all about. Cantonists were Jewish underage sons conscripted as in the Russian military by the Russian Empire and educated in special military camps called cantons for future service. The process instituted in 1721 is most notoriously known for its devastating impact on Jewish communities between 1827 and the late 1850s under Tsar Nicholas I. During this period, an estimated 70 to 75,000 Jewish boys, some as young as 6 years old, were forcibly kidnapped or drafted by the state to fill Jewish community recruitment quotas. Coming back to Vaslui, in 1867, many Jews were expelled from the villages and the farms around Vaslui. During that year, many were arrested on the pretext that they were vagabonds. In 1886, a plague broke out, infecting the Jewish population, and as a result, a parcel of land was allocated for a new cemetery. In 1889, the Jews were expelled again from the villages and the farms of the district, and the same thing happened again and again in 1901 and 1908. During the farmer rebellion in Romania in 1907, 87 Jewish families were robbed and many of their houses were destroyed. The Jewish population of Vaslui numbered 892 in 1839, grew up to 1,200 in 1859 and reached 2,800, or almost 41% of Vaslui population in 1889. The arrival from Galicia during the second half of the 19th century gave new impetus to the city economic development. By 1899, Jews formed 37% of Vaslui population, and there were 8 synagogues in Vaslui in 1940. In a remarkable testament to Jewish civil standing, in 1882, Jewish inhabitants of Vaslui were raised to the nobility, boyarhood, for service to Vaslui, an extraordinary, exceptional, rare honor for Jews in the 19th century Romania, where legal discrimination against the Jewish population was widespread. Their names had not been preserved in major historical records, but their elevation speaks to the deep integration contribution of the Jewish mercantile elite to the town development. Difficulties were encountered in the organization of the community because the merchants and the artisans each had their own institutions and even their own rabbis. In 1877, a primary school was founded, but the craftsmen had their own Talmud Torah. Zionist activity began in Vaslui in the 1880s. On the eve of the Second World War, there were in Vaslui 8 prayer rooms, a hospital, a clinic, and an old age home, a mikvah, a primary school, and a kindergarten. After the naturalization laws were passed in 1923, 2 to 6 Jews were active in the local council. This institutional richness, with parallel structures for merchants and artisans, separate charitable and educational organizations, reflect the vitality and social complexity of the Vaslui Jewish community across its classes. In 1947, the Jewish population of Vaslui numbered 3,200, decreasing to 2,400 in 1950. By 1960, there were about 70 Jewish families with one synagogue. Emigration to Israel during the communist era, the losses of the war years, and the natural attrition gradually brought to a close one of the Moldavia's most dynamic Jewish communities. Now let's take a look at Vaslui rabbinical leaders. The most spiritually significant Jewish dynasty to emerge from Vaslui was the Vasloi dynasty, a branch of the illustrious Ruzin lineage. Rabbi Shalom Halpern was born in 1857 to Rabbi David Halpern of Berdichev and Leah, a daughter of Rabbi Israel Friedman of Zurich. In 1873, at age 17, he married his cousin Shana Sara, daughter of Rabbi Isaac Friedman of Buhush. He settled in the village of Radukan in the Vaslui County, where he was well received and stayed for more than 13 years. When the Haskalah movement opened a school in the area in 1909, Rabbi Shalom threatened to leave unless it was closed. After his demands were not heeded, he settled in Vaslui, where a large court and synagogue were built for him. The Vaslui dynasty is related to the Ruziner Rebbe through his daughters, connecting it to one of the most prestigious Hasidic lineages in Eastern Europe. The Vaslui Hasidic dynasty, now transplanted to Bnei Brak and Tel Aviv, carries on the spiritual flame kindled on the banks of Berlat River, a living link between Moldavian Jewish life and the State of Israel. Rabbi Chaim Dov Halpern, the only son of Rabbi Shalom Halpern, assumed his father's position after 1939 and left Romania in 1950 for Israel, where he died in 1957. He was succeeded by his son, Reb Yaakov Shlomo, who was in turn succeeded by his own son, the present Rebbe of Vaslui, Reb Avrom Shimron Shalom, who lived in Bnei Brak. The current Rebbe of Vaslui has his synagogue and Beit Midrash in Tel Aviv, where an eclectic group of congregants gather to pray and study. Rabbi Alexander Taubes served the Vaslui community for decades and was its leading rabbinical voice, representing the more formally orthodox strand of Jewish religious life alongside the flourishing Hasidic court. Let's look at some of the Vaslui artists, intellectuals, and civic leaders. Menachem Mendel Brownstein, pen name Mi Bashan, was a major Hebrew writer and Zionist organizer with deep ties to Vaslui. He received his earlier education in Yassi, mastered multiple European languages, and became one of the most active Zionist voices in Romania. As a young man, he was part of a group of maskilim, an informal set of people with headquarters at a coffee shop in Yassi. In 1897, he was a co-founder in Yassi of Doresh Lezion, one of the country's earliest Zionist organizations. He also edited the periodical Yudischer Volksfreud and taught Hebrew subjects for 23 years in Jewish schools across Romania, including in Vaslui. Brownstein was a founding active member of the Iuliu Barish Historical Society. As the first researcher to focus on Jewish oral history, Brownstein recorded a considerable number of oral testimony that he eventually published. Brownstein dedicated much of his time to developing textbooks for Jewish schools in Romania, especially for studying Hebrew. He emigrated to Palestine in 1914 and continued writing stories and poetry, especially for young readers. He was considered one of the last modern Hebrew authors to employ a purely biblical style. His translations include De Amicis Quare and Swift Gulliver's Travels into Hebrew. Anna Pauker was a prominent official of the Communist International, Comintern, Romanian communist leader and foreign minister of Romania after the war. She was born Anna Rebinson to impoverished Orthodox Jewish parents. Anna Pauker grew up in Bucharest and began teaching Hebrew and Judaica at a Jewish community school when she was 17 or 18. In 1915, she joined the fleeing Romanian Workers' Socialist Democratic Party and supported its pro-Bolshevik wing after the 1917 Russian Revolution. 4 years later, she and her husband, the Romanian Jewish socialist Marcel Pauker, emerged within the leading ranks of the newly formed Romanian Communist Party. In November 1947, she was appointed Romania's foreign minister, the first Jew to serve as a government minister in that capacity, and the first woman in the modern world ever to hold to such a post. In that capacity, she supported the mass emigration of Romanian Jewry to Israel in the period between 1948 and 1952, enabling the departure of roughly 100,000 Jews, and opposed the Kremlin order show trial of Romanian Zionists in 1950 and 52. Arguing in the Politburo in 1941 that all Jews regardless of class were oppressed by anti-Semitism, those contradicting the official Marxist-Leninist doctrina on the issue, Pauker unsuccessfully tried to contravene the openly anti-Semitic campaign of Stalin's final years. For more details about Anna Pauker, please see our episode 25, Anna Pauker, the Romanian Jewish Woman Communist. Leon Wolfson was born in Vaslui and he became a key figure in the pedestrian emigration movement, known as Fuzgeers, of poor Jews who walked across Europe to reach the United States. He later became a prominent leader in New York as the president of Federation of Romanian Jews of America. Finally, Moritz Markovich was a well-known Jewish merchant and entrepreneur who owned and operated the cinema, the movie theater Roxy in Vaslui during the 1930s. This concludes this episode on Vaslui. In the next episode, we'll be visiting the Moldavian towns of Piatra Neamț and Roman. Until then, be well.